This instant analysis of Ohio State's 50-28 win over Cincinnati is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Well, it wasn't easy. We knew it wasn't going to be easy because Cincinnati could throw the football, and one of the biggest weaknesses on the Ohio State football team is their pass defense, and Cincinnati showed that it still is Ohio State's biggest weakness, but luckily for the Buckeyes, Cincinnati's defense was worse than Ohio State's, and the Buckeyes are able to roll to a 50-28 win down in Columbus over the Bearcats. The Buckeyes fell behind early 7-0 on Cincinnati's opening drive of the game. Chris Moore catches a 60-yard touchdown pass from Gunnar Keel, and as advertised, the Buckeyes' pass defense terrible, Cincy's pass offense very good. But then Ohio State would take control of the game for a while as they scored the next 30 points on a Rod Smith 3-yard touchdown run, an Ezekiel Elliott 3-yard touchdown run, a safety as Joey Bosa caused a sack and a fumble. The ball knocked out of the back of the end zone, so the Buckeyes get 2 points. Devin Smith then on a 19-yard TD pass from JT Barrett, and then it was Evan Spencer catching a 19-yard TD pass from JT Barrett, and all of a sudden the Buckeyes are in control at 30-7, looking like this is going to be a rout before halftime. However, the Buckeyes' pass defense again failed to protect that lead as Gunnar Keel threw touchdown passes right before halftime of 19 yards and 83 yards. So at the break, the Buckeyes still led, but it was 30-21 after leading 30-7 at one point. In the third quarter, Buckeyes come out opening drive, move down inside the 10-yard line, unable to score a touchdown, have to settle for a field goal. Then Cincinnati comes back and hooks up on another long touchdown pass. This time, it was Chris Moore, his third TD grab of the night, 78 yards. Chris Moore with touchdown catches of 60, 83, and 78 yards. He had 3 catches coming into the game. He had 3 tonight against the Buckeyes, and they went for 221 total yards. That means he averaged 73.7 yards per catch, all 3 touchdowns. And now it's 33-28, and the Buckeyes are in a ball game with Cincinnati. But Ohio State somehow, someway, found a way to take care of business at home in front of 109,000 plus as they score the game's final 17 points to move to 3-1 with the 50-28 victory over the Cincinnati Bearcats. And it was a record-setting night for the Buckeyes. 45 first downs on offense. They had actually set a total yards record on offense as well with 720, but a bad snap causing a fumble. They lost yardage. They finished the game with 710 total yards, the second most in Ohio State history. The 50 points hit 50, the half-century mark. That was a huge deal for them tonight. They knew they'd have to put points on the board to beat Cincinnati. They were able to do that. They rushed for 386 yards, and there's no question in my mind who the bell cow is for this Ohio State offense as far as the running backs go. It's Ezekiel Elliott, 29 carries, 188 yards, a touchdown. He averaged over 6.5 yards per carry, 4 catches out of the backfield, 45 more yards, so he totaled 230. 33 yards on 33 touches in the game. He's their best all-around back, and he had a huge block also in the fourth quarter, so he was doing everything tonight for the Buckeyes. So Urban Meyer, no need for a rotation at running back, as I was tweeting during the game with former Buckeye running back Beanie Wells, and he agrees with me, no need to rotate the backs. Ezekiel Elliott is your number one go-to running back. JT Barrett, heck of a ball game for the redshirt freshman as well. 25 of 35, 324 yards, 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions. He carried it 14 more times, 79 yards. Did not fumble in the game, protected the football. The only fumble in the game for the Buckeyes, Curtis Samuel, and that kept him out of the game and gave Elliott the chance to be the main go-to guy. Other guys who stood out, though, on offense, Rod Smith had 11 carries for 61 yards and a touchdown. Devin Smith, 4 grabs, 67 yards, 2 more touchdowns, and Evan Spencer and Dontre Wilson each had a touchdown catch as well. So the Buckeyes able to do it on offense to make up for their porous defense. Gunnar Keel carved them up for 352 yards passing and four touchdowns in the game. But it wasn't enough as the Buckeyes found a way to win, and they knock off Cincinnati by the final score of 50-28. OSU opens up Big Ten play next Saturday, October 4th. They're on the road at Maryland. So there's your Buckeye instant analysis with their 50-28 win over Cincinnati. And it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444. Or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town and C-Bus, keep it real.